Welcome to Let It Be Easy with Susie Moore.
Is ignorance bliss? Now I'm looking on the internets and there is some conflict as to where the phrase ignorance is bliss originated from. But it does appear to be a phrase coined by the English poet Thomas Gray in his 1742 Ode on a Distant Prospect of Eton College. Isn't that so sweet? What he means is, look, in knowing nothing, life is delightful. Kind of similar to what you don't know can't hurt you. Ignorance is bliss, my friends. I'm here to tell you three examples as to why ignorance is bliss, okay? Sometimes knowing too much, having too much information, having all this knowledge and research is not going to help you because it can scare and overwhelm you. Sometimes less truly is more. So I have a couple of examples here. The first is the humble bumblebee. I heard this about the bumblebee once. Aerodynamically, if you look at a bumblebee, it's got a pretty big body and tiny, tiny wings. Aerodynamically, a bumblebee is not supposed to be able to fly. Look at that ratio, right? Just, you know, speaking purely scientifically here, a bumblebee is not supposed to be able to fly. It's supposed to crawl. And yet, the bumblebee doesn't know this. And so it flits flying from flower to flower. Think about that. It's not supposed to happen. It can't be explained, but it flies. It doesn't know the alternative. Secondly, there is a dermatologist here who I know of here in Miami. He's pretty new, I'd say, on the scene. He's been here less than 5 years, and he is booked. He is busy. It's tricky to even get an appointment with him, or there's going to be a wait. And when I looked on his Instagram recently after an appointment I had with him, he said that he moved to Miami from a completely different part of the world. And he said that his delusion helped him because he thought setting up a dermatology business in Miami would be pretty easy and that it would succeed. My friends, if you've been to Miami or if you live here, you'll know that dermatology is a huge business. There's a dermatologist, a med spa on every corner, it seems like. So if he had all the research and data and specifics, he would run for the hills. He would not come to Miami. He'd probably do something else. But he said, oh my gosh, my delusion served me. I didn't think of anything but success. And here we are. And he was celebrating 5 years saying thank you to his adoring customer base. And then I think I mentioned this on the podcast a few weeks ago, but I watched the Arnold Schwarzenegger documentary. I forget the name of it now, but if you Google it, you'll easily find it. What was so rare about him was that he was top of class, best in the world at three different things: bodybuilding, acting, and then becoming a governor. So the world of politics. You typically wouldn't think that a person in their life would be top of their game in bodybuilding, top of their game in acting, and then become governor of California. You just wouldn't think that it would be the same person who did those three things. And yet, here Arnie is focusing on only what he can do. This is why, my friends, I'm so against overconsumption. I'm so against research, 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 planning, planning, planning. If you're in my world, we're all about firing and then aiming later. Aim later. Many people aim their whole lives and never actually fire. Action is what creates your life. Inaction, too, is an act. To me, it's the most dangerous. It's where we hold back. We think we're not taking any risks, but it's the biggest, biggest risk of all to do nothing, to not act, to wait. Where could a bit more ignorance in your life serve you right now? Until tomorrow, my friends. So much love and ease. Hey friend, I've got something really cool for you. I want to give you free access to my signature course called Slay Your Year, which typically sells for $997. You can check it out, all the details at slayyouryear.com. All you have to do to get access is leave a review of this podcast on Apple Podcasts, take a snapshot of it, and send it to info@suzy-moore.com. That's info@suzy-moore.com, and we'll get you set up with access.